Incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is seeking a third term in office. He's a former mayor of Union City turned congressman, now senator.
For Sandy victims, to help them get back in their homes and in their businesses, for the fights I've led for the autism community and the federal law that I helped pass.
Menendez says he's always fought for New Jersey families.
I think when they look at the record, they'll understand that, that's the type of fight that they want someone to take on in Washington for them.
In a state that's been dominated by Democrats in major elections over recent years, some believe Menendez is vulnerable following a federal corruption case that ended in a mistrial.
It's unanimous. Democrat and Republican senators found Bob Menendez broke federal law.
Ads from Republican candidate Bob Hugin are targeting the incumbent U.S. senator.
Menendez was previously indicted by Obama's Justice Department.
Hugin is the former chief executive of Celgene, a pharmaceutical company that develops medicine for cancer.
We will make the case loud and clear that New Jersey deserves better from our next senator. New Jersey deserves a senator as good as its people. Not one working to stay one step ahead of the law.
Bob Hugin has had issues in his professional life which reflect upon his judgment and his leadership. We can look at the price gouging where he jacked the price up on his number one cancer-fighting drug last year. This is not ancient history.
Hugin's Republican primary opponent is Brian Goldberg, a local business owner and member of the Essex County Republican Committee. He finds himself in familiar territory. Goldberg ran in the U.S. Senate Republican primary in 2014.
Running a construction company in New Jersey, I know what it's like to suffer and struggle the way that a lot of people in New Jersey have. And so I can absolutely relate. I think that is the most important thing. Now, on top of that, you want someone who understands the issues, come to their positions as principled positions through study and research. And that's the kind of person that I am.
Democrat Lisa McCormick is running for U.S. Senate partially because there's a lack of options.
We really need to be able to choose and get better candidates on the ballot. And it's not just about me, but it's about all of us. And we need to get people interested and involved in politics today and get them running so that we get people who are representing the 99% of us.
McCormick is a community newspaper and website publisher and advocate for progressive change. She says party insiders hold too much influence over who represents the people.
I think that there's a resistance to change from the insiders. I think that they feel that if one person's in danger, they're all in danger, and they would rather keep the power and settle for whoever they can get elected than have the positive choices. So we really have to teach them to be open-minded that everyone will be better off when we have elected officials that represent the 99%.
To see how each primary candidate takes on the issues that matter to you, visit our website, wbgo.org. I'm Meng Santos, WBGO News.